Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Laura Bennett here. And welcome back to another episode of Procrastination Punisher. Life's a whirlwind, right? We're constantly juggling tasks, deadlines, and expectations. But what happens when you hit that wall, that feeling of being utterly stuck? You know, that moment where your motivation has gone AWOL and even the thought of showering feels like an Olympic sport. Today, we're diving deep into self-care when you're feeling paralyzed by inaction. Because trust me, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a lifeline when you're battling procrastination and feeling creatively or emotionally drained. Think of it as giving your brain and body the TLC they need to reboot and get back on track. Now, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. We're talking about practical, actionable steps that can actually shift your mindset and break through that feeling of being stuck. Ready to unlock some inner magic? Let's do this. First up, identify the root cause. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos but can't pinpoint what's really making you freeze? Take a step back and ask yourself, what's truly causing this feeling of being stuck? Is it fear of failure? Overwhelm? A lack of clarity? Pinpointing the root cause is like finding the missing puzzle piece. Next, break it down. Big projects can feel like Mount Everest when you are already feeling overwhelmed. Instead of staring at the mountaintop, focus on taking tiny steps. Divide that daunting task into manageable chunks. Think bite-sized pieces instead of a whole meal. You'll be surprised how much momentum you gain with each small victory. Third, embrace imperfection. This is huge. We often get stuck because we strive for perfection, which can be a recipe for procrastination paralysis. Remember, done is better than perfect. Give yourself permission to start imperfectly and refine along the way. Mistakes are stepping stones to success, not roadblocks. 4. Fuel your fire. What energizes you? A good workout. A walk in nature. Listening to your favorite music. Make time for activities that recharge your batteries. When you're feeling drained, it's harder to tackle even the simplest tasks. So prioritize self-care. It's not selfish. It's essential. Finally, celebrate wins. No matter how small, acknowledge your accomplishments. That completed task. That hour of focus work. Treat yourself to a little reward. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in keeping you motivated and pushing forward. Think about that time you had a major project looming over you, maybe a presentation, a deadline at work, or even planning a big event. What was going through your mind? Did you feel overwhelmed, anxious, or like those endless to-do lists were slowly consuming you? Now imagine this. You're feeling stuck, but instead of letting the overwhelm win, you take a deep breath and say to yourself, okay, Laura, let's break this down. You create a schedule, prioritize tasks, and even carve out time for a quick walk outside. That afternoon, you tackle that presentation one slide at a time, celebrating each milestone along the way. Suddenly, that mountain feels less like an insurmountable obstacle and more like a series of conquerable peaks. Remember, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, it's about creating space for yourself to recharge, refocus, and regain control when you're feeling stuck. So what are your biggest takeaways? Remember, identify the root cause, break down those big tasks, embrace imperfection, fuel your fire, and celebrate your wins. These are the tools you need to not just survive, but thrive, even when you're feeling paralyzed by procrastination. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little boost of motivation. And if you have any tips or tricks that help you overcome feeling stuck, drop them in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and shared success. Until next time, keep pushing forward, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.